Okay, so the first year we did was the end of sheet 5, which was Nimsech Mechar Pasul with Dine Mamanus, right? So just a quick chazara, this is not what we did last week, but it's segueing in. So we said, in the Machlokas, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi about Nimsech Mechar Pasul applies to Dine Mamanus also. So Rebbe Yossi says doesn't apply to Dine Mamanus. Dine Mamanus, you can have a Meskayim Seidus Bishar. So what's the Svara? So in Machlokas, Rashi tells us, right? So Rashi says, because we have by Dine Nefashah Hitzilu Eida. So what do you mean? That if we're going to, we want to kill less people, so right, if we're canceling more ketos of Eidim, then we're killing less people. But Mamanus, we don't care so much, so we're not going to cancel less, because even if one guy's bad, it doesn't ruin the others. Fine, that's Rashi, Svara, Tosus had two questions on that, and we had the Marsha and the Chasam Sofer answering those questions, and then we had Tosus' Pshat, and that was Tosus and Makos, right? If you remember, I'm sure you guys all remember Tosus' Pshat. That was Rashi, that was his question on Tosus, right? But his answer was that in Mamanus, that one guy could do something still, right? That one guy could be Mechayev Ashrua. So even in two, because the whole thing is, like the Mishnah Mako says, the Mishnah HMB says, oh, just like in two, X, so two and three, X. So he's saying in two, the other guy can still do something, because therefore it should be legitimate. And we explained it by Ruchaim, that the way the Mamanus works fundamentally different, that it's two halves, and they combine to one to Mechayev the guy money. So they're still their own existence. Right, there's still something else before it happens. That's the mechayev. But in nefashos, there's two guys, and they only come something when they come together later. Good, that was that. So now the first thing we did in shir is okay, fine. So now let's understand Rebbe. That's the machlokes of Yossi. So basically, going within Tosos, the Ritzvah was pshat in Rebbe. The Ritzvah said that you have to say that according to Rebbe, that eid echad can't be mechayev shua. Right, if you have three, and one guy ruins it, the other two, he ruins the other two, not mechayev shua. That's what you have to say. And we said that. The Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that this is he finds this in the Rambam. You can read this in the Rambam. This is Rambam Hey Gimel. Right, because why? Because the Rambam says two random things that we seemingly are not connected. He says, V'chol makom she'eid echad mo'il. Right, da-da-da, fine. Z'chutz mi'eid echad sh'shvua. She'im echad m'shvua elabed sakasher. Harui le'tzarif im'acher. He says that the shvua, then eight echad for the mechayev shvua, he has to be kosher, has to be really tzayif ma'achir. And the end of the locha, then he says, talking about what we're talking about now, that it's api shlosha, api shnayim ashosha edim, right? Ma'a shnayim nishnech nechor puzzle, but the lady tzayif shlosha vodin lemeya, and also bein medin imamunas, bein medin nefasha. So basically, he's saying, in other words, pasan like Rebbe, the beginning of his locha vod echad needs to be kosher, really tzayif ma'achir. So Moshe Soloveitchik explains that this is like the Ritva, right? Because in order to understand Rebbe, you need to understand that according to Rebbe, you have to say the Eid Echad cannot be Mechayev Shua. Okay, good. So now what's the Lamed? So we explain that according to, again, so this is pretty much within, according to Rashi, what's the Machlokas Rebbe Rabbanan, Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, you could say that it's like, Rashi says that Rebbe Yossi is going to say Ve'etzilu, and Rebbe could say maybe Mishpat Echad beats Ve'etzilu, right? That's what he said. But according to Tosfos, now this Ritzvah is within Tosfos that it's no, we care about the Eid Echad, but according to Rebbe, the Eid Echad is going to be ruined by the other guys. We said the Lamdus is that, how do you view Nimtzeach and Mekar Apostle? Is the third guy, is the Isser being Mishpashi, right? It's expressing, it's flowing onto the other guys, right? From him, he's going to ruin the other guys. Or no, it's just Mevatel the Shlemus HaKat. What does that mean? That before we had three, we have a Kat. Now that one guy ruins it, we don't have a full Kat anymore. So now we just have scattered individuals. What's enough? I mean, that's the Wachokus, according to Tosfos, and I guess the Ritzvah, between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi. According to Rebbe, that it's all about the guy's Isser stems onto the other two guys. Therefore, the other guys cannot be Mechayev Shua anymore. But according to Rebbe Yossi, right? It's just that you ruin the cat. Now I have a few individuals, but this individual can still be Mechayev Ashua, so that's okay, and that's why it doesn't ruin the cat. The other two guys can still stand because that's not how it works. The one guy doesn't have a disease and ruin the other guys. He just ruins the cat by pulling himself out.
What would Rabbi say about Mamanus? There's an infusion, not confusion on this.
So it's not Daf by Mamanus. We're learning how to learn Nimtzeach and Mekar Puzzle. That's how they view Nimtzeach and Mekar Puzzle. Always.
Idea of Nimtzeach and Mekar Puzzle. Infuse the Isser on Mamanus.
Right, that's how it works. According to the other Pshat, right, exactly. According to Rabbi Yossi, though, it would be you're just ruining the Kat. And in Mamanus, you still have something, even if you ruin the Kat, you still have individuals. Good? Fine. And that's the Achiezer says that Pshat and Rabbi, you have to say that it's Mitzpashi. And then just, this is a more of a parenthesis, we had the Achiezer said, if not for Rashi and Tosus explaining the machlokas they did, again, Rashi says, V'etzilo Aida, Tosus says the Erecha, he would say, I would say, Pashut, that Mamonos would see, that there's no Indian of Tzir by Mamonos. So you come way after, and we said that one guy can see one testimony of a guy being Machayev $100, and then the same guy $100 different time, and they can combine Aidim. And they're different Tfios, but we can combine, they don't need to come to base together, they can come after, all these things. Mamonos has no idea of a Tzir, so that's why I could say that it doesn't ruin it, because it's not really a cat. Fine. Good. Okay, just to finish this story off, we had two nafminas based on this idea of whether the how does Nimsa Echamir Karu Puzzle works. Is it spread onto the other guys, or it's ruining the cat? So, Rikiv Eger said that if you have Eidim are signing on a star, and they a lot of Eidim sign on a star, some Eidim sign not Lishma, those remove themselves, but they don't ruin everybody else. Right? A get is still kosher. As long as you had two Eidim who did sign the Shema, why? He says because, he says, it doesn't work like Nimsa Echamim and Karv Pasul. Because by Nimsa Echamim and Karv Pasul, the Isser, the Psul, is mispashed on the other guys. But this doesn't work like that because this is a different type of Psul. This is just not Lishma. This is not a Psul Be'etzem, he says. This is just not writing Lishma. It's just like an external thing that they did wrong. So we see clearly, Rikiv Eger says, this is how Nimsa Echamim and Karv Pasul works, is that it mamash spreads on the other guys. Good. Nafia number one. Nafia number two is. Any Odeya by Nimsa Echamim of Karu Pasul. Okay, so the Rambam, there's a Mahogis Rambam and Tosus. Right? One guy says, I don't know. Rambam in Halacha, Parakei Halacha Gimel says, the Any Odeya does not ruin the others. Right? You have three guys, one's Any Odeya, the other two could be good. Tosfos Mem Aleph Amid Beis says, Any Odeya, and you can look it up yourself, Tosfos Mem Aleph Amid Beis says, Any Odeya is like a case of Nimsa Echamim of Karu Pasul, and it would be subject to the classic Mahogis. It would be subject to the classic machlokas that we had so far. So what are we saying? That according to the Rambam, ready? Right, this is not so easy. So according to the Rambam, he says, so again, does any of they ruin others? No. According to Tosfos, it does ruin the others. It's just like a regular Nimsa Echamim Karu Pasul. How does this relate? So the way that any of they works is like the guy's not there. It's like he's not there. Okay? Rambam says the Isser is all about Mispashi, like we said, within Rebbe. That it spreads onto the other guys. But this Eni Odeya is not there. So it's not going to affect the other guys. But what about Tosfos? Why does he say it doesn't affect the other guys? He says it's not about Mispashi. It's about ruining the Shlema Sakat. And if this guy takes himself out because he's Eni Odeya, you ruin the Shlema Sakat. You don't have a cat anymore. And that's what the other guys are a problem at. Yeah? Yeah? Good. So that was Rambam Tosfos Eni Odeya. Okay, good. So that was... Yeah, everyone good? That was the first segment. Okay. So now we're moving on to Nimsechad Mehen Karu Pasul by Kedusha. This is also a little bit of a challenging segment. So 2 points. First, so let's read the Gemara a little bit together. Fine. So I'm just going to pick up from the end by Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. I'm Rabbi Yossi, right? On the bottom of Testament Out. But med of our mamurim that we say nimse echem in karpas of dinir fashas of dinir ramanus tiskayim eidus b'shar. Rebbe Yomer echad dinir ramanus echad dinir fashas. No, it's both. That's one machlokes argument. Another machlokes. Ve'im masai b'zman chisr b'hen. It's only when they give hasra. But b'zman shalo hisr b'hen. They give hasra. Mayas shnei achem ve'echad shiro ve'echad shaharu gets a nefesh. Right? He says that they're only going to combine as eidim if they mamash give hasra. If they're just standing there and they're quiet, Rebbe says, I'm not going to combine them in the cock, because what are the two brothers going to do if they're just standing there? Ruins the whole testimony. But Rabbi Yossi is going to say that no, even if they're standing there, their shtika is like they're part of it, and that's how you explain the machlokas, right? This is the sixth answer. This is Ravina is the sixth answer in our question to understand the machlokas of Meir Chum. That's how you understand the machlokas. That what happened is that the two brothers, the Krovim Psulim, stood there. They didn't say anything. So according to Rabbi Yossi, this ruins the cot, so you can't have nefesh anymore. You got to have mamonos, right? But according to Rebbe, they didn't speak. They didn't give asra, so it doesn't ruin the other guys. So you have a really good testimony, and now you can kill the guy. So you can have 23 because now you're doing a misa. Okay. Rebbe made two haras on the hasra to understand. He says you have to understand the hasra to figure out what they're talking about. The hasra is lav dafka. What do you mean? So if you look at Rashi on the bottom of Avim Aleph, and also in Makkos on that Gemara system similar, sorry, on the Testament Aleph, it says, V'man shehisru, hakarbo apostle v'averu, shegilu daitam shehaf heim nasiv eidim. that the Hasra is just a Giloi Das of what their intentions are. It's not Hasra Dafka, it's just a Giloi Das. We just need to know what they're doing. We need to see their Kavana Lahoy. Also, Tosfos, it makos on Davov, where we had the Gemara asks, how do we know their intentions? The Gemara says, Hey Chemrinalu, Amarava, Hachemrinalu, Lamechia Sisa, or Lusadusia Sisa. Right? He says, we asked him, he said, did you come to see, or you came to testify? If they said, I come to testify, then Imsech HaKavas works. If they said, I come to see, then it doesn't. Tosfos says, this Gemara is clearly on Dine Mamonis. Why? Because we know the parameter for Dine Nefashis. Right? What is it? Shema Shishra Behen or not? Okay, good. So what Rabbi says is what? In Dine Mamonis, the Tosfos is saying, we need Kavana Lahoid. Right? But in Dine Nefashis, it's Hasra, but you don't need Kavana Lahoid. Obviously, in Dine Nefashis, you need Kavana Lahoid. Hasra is just a simin for Kavana Lahoid. Okay, good. So now we're just trying to understand what the Gemara is saying, what's the Machlokes. Okay, so now we're ready to read Tosfos. Okay. Fine, so follow along Tosfos, read Tosfos together. So read it fast, pay attention. So it's Manchester Ben, so Mepharish Parakam de Machlokes. Hakimina Lus Adusia Sito Mechzia Sito. Okay. So that's the Gemara. So Venir Luri, the Mishim Shinskabnu Lahoid, Lo Amrin Nim Sechem and Karb Apostles and Betela. So if they just had Kavana Lahoid, we wouldn't say that. Ella, Shaholchin and Meidin Kulim Bevistin. They have to actually have, right, go to Bevistin. Oh, Mishim Ria Lahoid, Shinskabnu Lahoid Lo. But to go to court, that you don't need. What's his biggest riot? Why is he forced to say this? Even though we're going to say in Tosfos, he has two kashas on himself. If you don't say this, because all gets and kiddushin, whatever, we explained in Shira, the Rashi has in kiddushin here, he explains why maybe he didn't add it in, but we'll just say that it should be added in. All gittin and kiddushin, when you give it, if krov and psulim are there, they're going to be pasul. Why? Because they're all standing there, and that's b'shas riyah, and at a wedding, there are other people there, right? But now that we say pshat is, you have to come to Basin in order to be nikva as an aid to be nimsef chamevkar apostle. It's not going to be a problem anymore. We solved all the problems getting into Yisrael. That's supposed to be the biggest thing. Why is he have to come? They need to be an aid. Why is this? Why is he? Why are we so bothered by this? It's because he has two kashas and the very duff of Hirutim. But just to, before we move on to Tosfos, just to understand this one point. Actually, let's finish Tosfos. Fine, but let's just do it right. So we see that everyone gets that's the reason why Tosfos is driving his point. So he's saying that you're going to ruin all Gittin and Kiddushin. Okay, good. L'Riosi, that's a Rabbi. L'Riosi, I feel lo yiskavin. You don't need kavona l'hoid b'shas maisim. But according to everybody, you need to come to court, according to the Rish. According to everyone, you need to come to court, but you don't need kavona l'hoid. No, kavona l'hoid is b'shas maisa. Did you intend to see it?
By going together, there have been a kavana lahoid in some respect. I would say that if with the
I'm walking by, and I see it, and then I did see it, and intend to testify, and you know, then 3 days later, my friend says, "Hey, you were there with me, right? Can we go to? Can you say that in court? I think that would work."
You can't go. You can't say if we didn't have kavana together to testify.
Together.
Because I'm assuming there's no what's enough community between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi's opinion when it comes down to it, if they're both going to court.
Nimzach mem kar apostle. Meaning, because according to Rabbi, if you didn't have Kavana, yeah, that's the point. That's the point. If you didn't have Kavana Lahoy together, right?
But when you're still going, when you're going to court, that Kavana Lahoy, I guess, goes with it. Like, once you go to court with someone, then you have to be Kavana to be testifying with them.
So maybe not. I mean, the Bishas Maisha didn't have Kavana Lahoy. According to Rabbi Yossi, that doesn't ruin the cop. Meaning, they come to court. We're talking about ruining the cop. Remember, so two guys are there watching the gate, watching what happens. They come to court. They didn't have Kavana Lahoy together because they're brothers. Right? There's one kosher guy, two brothers. They didn't have Kavana Lahoy together. Then they come to court. And then the kosher guy and one of the brothers says, we didn't have Kavana to testify with you. According to Yossi, that would ruin everything because you don't need Kavana to testify together to be considered a group. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're arguing about. You know what I'm saying? Fine. No, it's a good question. Fine, so let's read, right? And then, it's not fine. He's going to have two kashas on himself, why it's difficult even if you say coming to court. So, if you guys want questions, just fine, bye. Yeah. So he says, oh, you can ask a kasha on me. So the lashon of Rebbe in the Mishnah was, what are two brothers going to do? Right? What are two brothers going to do? Because they're stuck. If you say that you don't need mamash hasra, you don't need kavana lahoid like Rabbi Yossi does. According to me, that's not true. Because vadechel l'takis l'yodl shneim lahoid. Right? Because just don't go to court and then you're good. You save yourself. Right? I mean, that's like what you were saying before. That according to Rabbi Yossi, the two brothers are stuck automatically. Even if they have negative kavana, right, they're stuck. So he says, Maya shneachin, according to my pshat, since it's according to Rabbi Yossi also, they don't have to go. They don't have to go. And then you solve the problem, right?
Don't have to go to court.
Meaning, if you don't go to court, but if you go to court, that's going to be a problem. The two brothers.
Right. Okay.
Then according to my pshat, you have a way out of it.
Same problem.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's even more a problem to Rabbi Yossi, because even if they said, we're not testifying together, he's saying, the kasha is on Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, right?
According to the pshat within Rabbi Yossi, then they both have to go to court.
I'm just proving to you that going to court is also according to Rabbi Yossi. Because he's saying that, if you look at the Mishnah, who says Mayas Shneachin? It's Rebbe saying it to Rebbe Yossi. Right? It's Rebbe saying it to Rebbe Yossi. So he's saying, Rebbe Yossi, according to you, the fact that you don't need Hasra, you don't need Kavana Lahad, so to speak, as we said, what are two brothers going to do? Because they didn't have they want to testify. They just saw the action, but they're stuck now because now they ruined the whole cop. According to my pshat, since my pshat is within Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, that's not a good kasha on Rebbe Yossi, because Rebbe Yossi would say no. They could just get out of it by just don't come to court. Let the other Adim who are kosher go, and then the two brothers just won't come to court.
This is a problem with the Rebbe then.
Right, it's a problem. I'm just showing you that he thinks that it's also within Rebbe Yossi, for sure. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, so what's the answer? So he gets duck against him, and he says, no. You could say that maybe of a pump shalom yodazeba zeva yoid ha'echad. They didn't know that the other brother testified. One guy testified. He didn't know that the brother already testified in court. Okay, fine. That's going to happen. Then he has a kasha, but they didn't like you said, they didn't have to come together. What's up? Even though it's achtedibur, because makom we do some betayla, it's still going to ruin it. The shak shaper la kushi lach milsa social shnayim afilu b'zachazeh. Because in this case, it's different. Usually, we said that you can't equate zachazeh, but here you can. Why? Kiva and dibeshasuri aron yachan was kavim lahoy. The kach do some betayla afilu b'zachazeh. Because here, if they saw the mice together, right? Maybe they thought about coming together. There you could combine. Where do we see that Zechazah doesn't work? That was last week's sugya. That was by Edim Zomim. Right? Avagab dinin shloshten Zomim lahokshu elek shidim sechte diber. Tazim hazo mishas hazo ihalos Edim kasya. Because what's the difference to Zomim? By Zomim, there was no re'iya since they were lying. Those first Edim, when were they combined in court, these two Edim? When they came to court together. But there was no Maisa that they were unified by because they made it up. So therefore, we have to say that these two Edim, in order to be make them Zomim, the Edim Zomim had to have come to court together. Because what combines them? It's their coming to court because they're lying. They didn't have a Maisa together, right? But here, the brothers had a Maisa together. They saw the action together. Then they came to court. So you could say that if they come to court together, it's still fine because we combined them prior. You got that? Okay. Fine. Okay, let's go quickly because there's a lot. This is like, I think, one of the hardest weeks, so we did a lot. So let's go. Okay, fine. Good. And then the second kasha on himself, he says, Avagav the Baruch Machus. I'm not going to read inside, but we had the question of Machus. According to Rabbi Yossi, Harag Yatzil, right? What's Harag Yatzil? That the guy who got killed himself should ruin it because he's a Karavetz Latzmo. He ruins the testimony. Why would you count him? He obviously doesn't have Kavan Lahoid on himself. No, because according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need Kavan Lahoid, right? The Re'iyah Ba'alma is enough. So he says, the Gemara Machus says that according to Rabbi Yossi, it should be a problem. So he says, what do you mean? Just say my same shot. According to me, that's not a kasha because just come to court. So what? How am I going to answer the Gemara Makas? Get the kasha on the re? Yeah, he's saying Harag Yatzil. That this guy should ruin the cot. So according to me, it shouldn't ruin the cot because the guy's obviously not coming to court in himself. So you could get out of it that way. I don't understand the kasha. So he's not. You're right, it's good kasha. Right, he said, right, Gemara says, Apish ain't a holy chalhoid, but based in. Right? Even if you're not coming to Basin, it's still going to Harag Yatzil. Not true. So he says, no. In the beginning of the Gemara, I got my pshat that you need to come to court only from the maskaron of the Gemara, which exerts a kasuv from Yakum Dover that there has to be finished with the Mekayme Dover. Well, besof the masik Yakum Dover Mekayme Dover lo tzrichel shnuy kamoi the mitin harag orig mikum miyakum Dover to be in shayachel kamei Dover based. And you're right, in the beginning we gave him that svara of Haru Gamei Achorav, but in the end of the Gemara, everything got answered by the Gzeiras HaKasuv, that you need to come to court. That's why that doesn't work, not because Haru Gamei Achorav. That's just like that Gemara. I mean, we didn't get to my pshat of coming to Bisin until the maskana of the Gemara Makas. Okay?
Yakum
Dover, Mekaime Dover, Akasu Dover. It has to be like from the Mekaime Dover, right? Not the Mekaime Dover, not the Ose Dover, right? People will do the thing, the court. Okay, good. Fine. Okay, so good. So that was, we worked through that Tosos. That was good. Okay, so now it's the outside stuff. Okay, let's go a little fast.
So yeah. Why is this question only on the ER Yaza, not on the primary one?
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
You say the same thing. Why would you ask the question of the guy who got killed?
Yeah, it would be the same question. Okay, so again, so why did Tosos learn like this? We said because the, all the gets and conditions are going to be ruined. So the Ritva rejects this, right? Why does the Ritva reject it? The Ritva rejects this because he says that, no, according to Tosos, Gittin and Kiddushin, they're Eidei Kiyum, it's fundamentally different because there, they're Eidim, B'Shas Riyah fundamentally, right? The Rashbam, he's not going to be Mechalik, this is one of the questions. The Rashbam is not going to be Mechalik between Gittin and Kiddushin. Why? He always says you never need to come to court. Tos the Ri says you always need to come to court. You always need to come to court. So Gittin and Kiddushin is not going to be a problem because you're coming to court. That's what he says. That was his answer to coming to court. But the Ritz is Mechalik, and he's pretty much within Tosos, right? He says, you always need coming to Basin, but Gittin and Kiddushin is going to be different. Because there, it's a fundamentally different type of Eidus. This is Eidei Kiyum. It's Mishas Ru'iyah, they become Eidim. So that's going to be fundamentally different. So Tosfos, that shouldn't cause you to change your whole pshat and everything. Because you're going to have a problem anyways, because it's all about Mishas Ru'iyah. Even coming to Basin will not solve the problem. What are you going to do? You have to be Miyachid to Eidim anyways. Your pshat is not going to save that. Right? Tosfos is saying, oh, my pshat saves the world by Gittin and Kiddushin. Right? Babshat saves the world because you have to wait till they come to court. And he's saying, you know, you don't need that. Right? I mean, that's not going to help you because it's all about Riyah. Even Thakam is going to be coming to court. Okay, so let's get into this. So, okay, also side point to Avnei Bilumen says that based on this Ritva, which we probably paskin, like, you don't really have to designate Edim because you could say that the Chasson has Kavona for Kasher Edim and not Apostle Edim. Also, but then he says no, but so says that you should check just in case. Misadik kedushin should miach edim, but you probably don't have to. We hold like that ritva. Okay, so what's the lumdus between the ritva and Tosfos? What's going on? So there's two ways to learn edei kiyum. They're raising the level of das at a wedding. How do you learn that? So on the one hand, the edim could be there for the presence, right? To create make it like a hush of acts that the chasson kala realize what's going on, and it raises the level of the people. That's Mishas Ru'iyah right there, solemnizing presence, as Kona's quoted from Rosenzweig. That's one way to look at it. And then according to that, when are they becoming Eidim? They're becoming Eidim Mishas Ru'iyah. But the other pshat is not the presence, but maybe the Eidim are there in Kiddushin, so that if a error, if something, a problem comes up later in court, we have Eidim who are there to testify to fix that. It's the potential to come to Basin. They're not becoming Eidim right now, B'Shas Ru'iyah, but they're really becoming Eidim if they would potentially come to court later, but that's all we need them for. So if something could come up later. And this is good because we were very bothered by Tosfos. What was our biggest kasha on Tosfos? Eidim at weddings never come to court. According to Tosfos, saying for them to be really Eidim, you need to come to court. I'm saying no. It does have to do with them coming to court later. They're not becoming Eidim right now, but it's the potential to come to court which is making this wedding work.
Was the case.
Right, and we had two nachminos, exactly. You want to say one?
Didn't see the face of the girl.
Oh, so the Ma'arit says if you didn't see the face of the girl, it's not a good kiddushin. But the Avnei Miluim, so he's clearly learning like the Ritva, so it's a shame Eidim, Mamish created B'Shas Ru'iyah, so that's when you're really in Eidim, the presence of Eidim right there. That's what the Ritva is saying. It's not going to help you come into court later. Eidim kiddushin, it has to be B'Shas Ru'iyah. But the Avnei Miluim says, no, it's fine, it's not a big deal, they can check after. Why? Because it's all about just having the potential. As long as they know it's the girls, because it's a potential just to have a, not really their mom, she ate them right now, like regular Eidim, it's a potential so later that we could solve the problem.
What's the whole point of checking?
To make the Kiddushin chaver, Eidim on the Kiddushin, to know that it's the right person.
Right.
So according to Tosfos saying, you don't need that. As long as like, it's because it's not regular Eidim, B'Shas Maisa, B'Shas Kiddushin, you need to know. But that's not how it's working. That's what the Ritva says. But here he's saying, not working as Eidim, it's working as Eidim, this unique type of Eidim that just so later if something comes up, the Edom were there to know what was going on, to solve the problems. You got it.
You don't see the girl until after the whole thing happened, right?
Yeah, if you can switch. No, but since Lav Daf Gatter, it could be they saw it 10 minutes before and they saw it 10 minutes after, so they assume that it's the girl. That wouldn't work with regular Edim, right? They wouldn't work with regular Edim. Regular Edim, you need a Mamashiba Shas Maisa to make the Kinyan Cha. It's not working as regular Edim. He said, the Ketos was Bada, he said, we learn Edim Kedushin, we learn Kedushin by Dover Dover. And that's Mimamun. So he says, these are different types of Edim. Kedushin is Edim Kiyam, right? But the moment, that's Edei Bir. That's like real Edim. So what's the connection? So we clearly see from here, this shot, that in some way Edei Kedushin is a form of Edei Bir. It's not completely Edei Kiyum, just like being Mekayim and Maisa, just being there, Pshas Maisa. But it's Edei Kiyum. What's their whole point of being Edei Kiyum? So that it may lead to Edei Bir, and we're going to be able to have something to say in court like that. So it's much more related to Edei Bir.
So let's say Tosfos, they didn't see a Ger like doing this conversion. We saw like a face, and like just the potential for, you didn't see the face ever, so just the potential would make it that Ger a Chal.
You're saying because Ger is Edei Kiyum?
Yeah.
What do you say?
We learned that earlier, that's for Dayanus, like it's just that when they're there, like the Rav explained that, like it's just there for their presence of base. Like just them being there is enough to be.
No, but he's saying that's the Ritva's shot, but according to Tosfos, it's the potential to come to court.
Yeah. No, but for Garrison.
Oh, Garrison's different. Yeah. Right, now that's what I was going to say. I don't know if this is only within Kedushin. It's a good link because they're both Edekim, but I'm not sure Kedushin might be different.
But for Gers, their status in art is the Edim, like the Yonus. They're coming to be like judges to be there. They're just coming to be there.
He's saying you don't need Edim by Gers, you just need Dayanus.
You just need Dayanus.
The Kiyam is done by the
Yonus. I also like maybe like the Kedushin, it's an act that can be done again. Like if there's a false thing in Gers, like I guess there's nowhere like I can do it again.
Okay. Good. Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, quickly. So now next is Ein Eid Nasadayin. So if you continue in Tosus, Tosus says that the Rashbam and the Riz Machlokas would continue also into Ein Eid Nasadayin. That the Rashbam says an Eid is called an Eid, Mishasur Iyo, and then he can't be a Dayin anymore. And the Rashbam says no, only once he comes to the court he's become a Dayin. What's this whole problem with the Rashbam? First of all, the Rashbam's Rai is Gemara Babasra, Shlosh Shenich Mezvach Zachola, right? We said they could do whatever they want. They could be Edom, they could be Dayanim. To the Shchiv Meira, the guy who's dying, his Sava, his saying what he wants to write in the will, they could be whatever they want. So the Rashbam's Diuk is, they could do whatever they want because I didn't come in for... How does he say it exactly? Hold on. Let me just read it inside. I don't want to make it wrong. Yep, he says, "V'dikdik me derinon shlosh shnichsu levaker zachola mashma davka shnichsu levaker." Ah, they came to visit him. They didn't have anything kavana, but if they have kavana lahoid, then we don't let you do whatever you want.
This is when you have kavana lahoid, they can't be died.
Exactly, already have kavana lahoid. That's Rashbam's right. Good. That's and that part of this. And again, why is the re not like the Rashbam meeting Ein Eid Nasadayin? Which is what are the two reasons for Ein Eid Nasadayin? So the two reasons are. Number one, Edus Edim Zomim, that it's going to be, you know, you can't have a testimony. It's Edus Shia Tayachal Hazima. Why is this Edus Shia Tayachal Hazima? Because if the Dayanim are the Edim, they're not going to accept Edim Zomim on themselves to ruin themselves, because they're the Dayanim and the Edim. Shot number one. Shot number two is the Zigzir Sakazis. Pazik says, Vamdu Shnei Anoshim. That you need Edim on one hand coming for Dayanim, it can't be the same person. Okay, let's talk about the first answer for a second, because we're going to, whatever, in side point, then we're going to second, not the first shot, second shot. First shot is the Edim Shei Deyach Lazim. So Tosus Ksubis, I think it's Chaf Aleph Amabez. Tosus Ksubis, Chaf Aleph Amabez, rejects the first shot of Edim Zoma. What's his rejection? He says that Svara for Edim Nasadayin is not true. Why? Because let's say you have a karuv, right? Tosus Lopshat is that it's going to be Edish Yachal Zimba because you're not going to accept it. So he says you should give the same svara by a karuv. However, by a karuv we say, right, that if the Edim are krovim to the Dayanim, we say they're allowed to testify. We don't worry that the Dayanim are not going to accept the Hazama on their Krovim. Why? Because we said they could accept Hazama in another court. They could be Huzam in another court. So to here, right? You could say that the themselves, there's the Dayanim and the Edim, they could be Huzim in another court, and then they could say that some of them is not Edim, she's the Yachal Hazima. He rejects, totally rejects that first Svara. How do we answer this? So there's two ways that we answer this, right? One way we answered it was you said Pasha. Tosfos is making a huge chiddush that would work. Would that really work? Right? Would that really work that the Karov is able to testify in front of his Karov, the Edim is testifying to the Karov, the Edim, because they could accept the Zaman in another court? Is that really true? Big chiddush. Second thing is the Ketos, and the Ketos is very fancy. Right? What did the Ketos say? So says, I'll tell you why that it's not a kash. I'll tell you why it works. Why? Because we said two halachos. Number one, two halachos with Edim Zomim. Number one, eight Edim Zomim ne'erogin ashi yugmarad din alpiyim. We know that the Edim Zomim are only considered a Zomim. They're going to be killed for it if the din was, if they had a gemar din right on the nidon. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, we paskin ein Zomim, it's machlokes, we paskin ein Zomim l'mafreyu nifsal. That retroactively, he was nifsal at the beginning when we figure out that he's an eid zomim. What's pshat? So he says, okay, so if the dayanim are the eidim, right, so who did the gemar din of the case? It was the dayanim. It was the dayanim. If we find out that they're eid zomim from another court, then it turns out retroactively they're always pasul. That means they were pasul dayanim to begin with. And if they're pasul dayanim to begin with, and this guy was never nigmar his din, because he was nigmar adin lefnei psulin, and it was like he was never nigmar adin. And if he was never nigmar adin, the eid zomim can't ruin it. Yeah, you got that? A lot of steps. Okay, good. Fine. That's the first answer why we rejected, and we had two answers for that. Okay, going by there. So then we said, good. So now how do we understand the machlokas Rashbam and the Ri? We said we're going to explain it with the second answer for the pasuk amdushnei anosh. So the Rabbi Chanan in Kovei Shurim says that you have to explain pshat, that it's not mechisaron v'shamdu, right? V'amdu, shnei anashim. He says it's because, I should read inside, he says it's because the shame aid is chal earlier, right? The psul is not b'shem v'chesed, v'amdu el du psul pnei atmo. The eka hecha d'ye shame aid alav pasul li'oz dayin. The shame aid is pasul li'oz dayin, and the shame aid is created earlier. So now what's the re going to say? He said the shame is created earlier. The Nesiva says that's Mahogas Rashbam Ri, and when the shame aid is created. Hey, what's he going to say? And one, you could say, shame aid doesn't come till later. Good. Or Rabbi Chanan says, no, this is what we're going to say. The second way to look at it is we're going to say,
what was
the chisaron? He said, Rabbi Chanan says, not because you don't have the pasuk. That's what he's going to say for the Ri. But the problem is that the pasuk is telling me, I'm just an Anashim, it's telling me that you can't have a psul. Once you're an aid, you have a psul dying. You can't be a dying anymore. That's the pasuk telling me. So number one, the Ri could say the shame aid doesn't come till later. Number two, he could say, even if the shame aid is chal already, the pasuk is telling me, this is what Ruchan is saying for Ri, it's a practical thing. What's the practical thing? The practical thing is Zamdish Nehanashim. You have to have two who aren't three. Two aidim who are not the three dayanim. And practically, you're not called an aid, meaning until you testify. You could have a shame aid, but it's not a psul. But it's once you testify, then you're already an aid physically, practically, so you can't be a dying. Because what he's telling me, it's a practical problem. You need to have two and three. But it's not a psul, halachic psul, it's a practical problem. According to the Rabbanan saying, according to the Rashbam, it's a halachic problem. It's whenever you have a psul aid. You have a shame aid, you have a psul died. According to the Ri, though, it's a practical problem. That once you testify, you can't be anymore. There are two ways to learn the Ri, arguing on that. And now, to explain this, we have a Nafkamim. This is between the Ri. The Chosos in the Ritva and Tosas HaRid. What if, the third guy, there's two other Kosher guys beside him. Right? Yeah, you following? So if you want to say, the Ritva says that it ruins the other guy. That even if you have two other kosher dayanim, someone with the aid can't be a dayan. You only need, right? Someone with the aid can't be, sorry. You have two other aidim. Right? You only need two aidim. So if you're the third guy, he ruins the other two. So the Ritva says, yeah, he ruins the other two. He can't be with them. He doesn't ruin the other two, sorry. But he can't be with them. Shame aid can't be a dayan. So the Ritva says, no. If the dayan isn't serving the role as an aid at the gemara, then he's kosher. Oh, no, sorry, I'll say it clear. Three guys were aidim. They testified to a case. You only need two of them, so you want to use one of them for a dayan. But he testified already. So what do you do? So the Ritva says, Too bad. Someone with a shame aid can't be dying, and he testified he has a shame aid. The Tosfot says, no, it doesn't matter. If you don't need the aid, you already have two aids, and then he can be a dying. It's no problem. How are they learning? These are two ways to learn the Ri. Again, get this clear. The Ritva, who's saying that someone with shame aid can't be a dying, too bad you testified, that's the first way we learn the Ri. That the shame aid isn't chal until you testify. Here you testified already, so it's a shame aid. Chal, so you can't do it anymore. Tosfot says, no, I'm learning like a Rechonon. Right? Rechonon said for the Ri, that even if the shame aid is chal b'shas riyah, it's not a problem until v'amdu shnei anashim, a practical problem that one, you can't be an aid and a dayan. Here, I'm not being aid and a dayan because I already have two aidim. So it's not about a halach psul. In a charami, I have a shame aid and I have a psul dayan. But it's not the problem. The problem isn't a halach problem, it's a practical problem of having both. And now we have, and I have enough to not have both. Okay. He said al piachirim just means when he's with other guys. And he's with other kosher guys. Yeah, right down. Yeah, he just says, hold on, give me a sec. Al piachirim just means there are other eidim are there also. Kosher eidim, that's just the case that we're dealing with. Al piachirim means that's the case we're dealing with. The machlokes sirtz and tosfot is where there are two other eidim that are kosher, and you want to join with them. Two other kosher eidim. Yeah. Yeah? There are two good Edim. Exactly. You were May, there's two good Edim. Good. Okay. Okay, fine. Let's go, guys. Sorry it's taking a long time. Let's go a few more minutes. Okay, so now I'm going to read lesson five. Now, the next answer in the Gemara, we said that maybe the seventh answer in the Gemara, the Machlokes is the Machlokes in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon, whether the Edim need to give the Hasra, or Rabbi Yossi says the Edim need to give the Hasra. So what happened in this case? Back to Rameh Chum Yosef, tie back into Moshe Shemra. So it's Pshat, Edim did not give the Hasra. According to Rabbi Yossi, someone else gives the Hasra. According to Rabbi Yossi, Edim need to give the Hasra. So this is not a good testimony. So you can't do the Nefashah, you got to do the Mamnas. According to the other opinion, according to Rabbanon, no, they don't need it. So it's fine, you can do the Nefashah. That's the Rabbanon, ID 23. Good. Now let's figure out Rabbi Yossi for a second. So what's the two Svaras? Two ways to look at it. Why would Edom need to give the Hasra? So it could be midin the Hasra to make it serious, because we need the Nidon, the guy who gave Hasra, to realize that there are two Edom here who could be Mechayev and Misa, make him serious. It's midin the Hasra. The other way to look at it is that it's midin the Edom. It's making them a shame aid when they're the ones giving over the Hasra. So we said, according to the Nemukhi Yosef, you can look it up in the pack, and according to Nemukhi Yosef, it's Mashma, that it's from the Edom. Mashma from the Edom. Okay, one point. This is a side point, but it relates very well. Good. Now, according to Rashi, simple pshat of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Re'iya creates the shame aid. Right? Re'iya ba'alma creates the shame aid. Then why do you need Hasra, according to Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi clearly needs Hasra. He needs Hasra mamish, right? He's more macher with Hasra. He needs the aidim giving the Hasra. So, but Re'iya ba'alma creates the shame aid. Why would you need Hasra? Hasra is midin the Hasra mi'edim is midin the Hasra, not midin the edim. It's making the Hasra more serious. That's what the Gemara is telling me when he says Hasra. The Firashi, exactly. Tosus asks, he doesn't want to give this pshat. Tosus doesn't like this. And Tosus says, he asked the Kasha, but he doesn't give this answer. Tosus says, don't think Rabbi Yossi doesn't need Hasra, right? Because again, that's the problem with these two sugyas, is answer number 6 and answer number 7. Here, Rabbi Yossi is only saying you don't need Hasra, because even Shtika, we're going to be combining the cot. And then the next shot, right, he says the Hasra. He's the one who needs more Hasra. So Tosfos says, obviously, Rabbi needs Hasra. And then he's going to change the whole thing, which we'll talk about in a second, even his big chiddush. But the fact that he didn't give Rashi's answer and said, don't worry about that Hasra, that's a different type of Hasra. That Hasra means an Hasra. Clearly, because Tosfos learns that Hasra is within the Edim. Hasra is creating the shame aid. Even though Re'iya is the shame aid, Hasra is creating the shame aid. So now you have a stira, which is, now he has the same kasha. Our assumption on Rashi, which we ended up getting answered by saying Hasra is within the Hasra, and I'm within creating the shame aid. Now that Tosfos doesn't want to say that, we have a huge kasha on Tosfos, right? Now that we see how to learn it two different ways, but now we have a big problem. How do you read the Gemara? Which one is it? I thought the Re'iya is creating the shame aid. Why do you think the Hasra is creating the shame aid? Therefore, Tosfos says that within this stage of the Gemara, don't worry about the next stage of the Gemara. You're right. Haliba de Hilchasa, Rabbi Yossi requires Hasra to create the shame aid. He needs Hasra, Mamish, he needs Hasra, aid, and much more. But within this first answer of the Gemara, we're assuming that Re'iya creates the shame aid. even though you're right, halacha l'maisa, hasra creates the shame edim. It's much more machmer for Rabbi Yossi. But at this stage of the Gemara, don't look at that stage of the Gemara, which is a big chiddush. But you see, now this answer is only according to this, and like they didn't look at other machloksim with the Rabbi Yossi in the chat. That's what he's saying. That's what you have to say. Which is a big chiddush. That's saying, and then it comes out that there's only one machloksim in Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanu, at the Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. Because again, in terms of, you always have to tie back into the Mishnah, right? What was this machlokas? How do we answer this? Rashi explained that it's all about, not they, everyone knows they argue in Mamanus Nefashis, right? We said that at the beginning of the Chazar Echidot. That Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't apply to Mamanus. But what's the machlokas that's pertaining to this daf? That's the Eseg machlokas, right? Whether the Hashtika is enough to combine it to the Kat. Rabbi Yossi says Shtika Re'iyah is enough to combine it to the Kat. That's why it ruins it. But Rabbi says, no, you need the Hasra Mamish. So Tosfos says that's not what they're arguing about. They're really, Lamaisa, they're really only arguing about the first part. Obviously, you're actually arguing about two, and the second one's more Iker. Tosfos actually says the second one, they're not arguing about for real. They're really arguing about the first one. Even the answer from our Gemara comes from the second one. He says, Einachanami, you're right, but it's not true, Lamaisa, but that is where the Gemara's answer comes from. Good. Okay, two more minutes. Good. All right, that was a big chunk. The next answer the Gemara say outside is that it said you could say that it's the machlokes Rabbanan and Yochanan ben Zakkai if chasham bedikas, and this Rebbe set up to prove to say that it wasn't true. These bedikas are not stam bedikas. Right? We have the chakiros. The chakiros are zman and makum. The drushas. That's what happened. Those things are deraisa, and the bedikas. The bedikas could be also deraisa. The sources v'nachon. V'ames nachon. Something like that. V'ames nachon adaver. But what's the difference though? The bedikas are more questions about what happened. There's two types of bedikas. There's bedikas about what happened, mamish, like the guy killed him. Did you kill him with a sword? Did you kill him with an axe? And then there's bedikas that are less, they're more external to the case, like what shirt was the killer wearing. Nothing to do with the killing itself. The second type of bedikas are Yochara Menzakai bedikas, as the Gemara calls it, Be'ukse Te'enim. That the stem of the fig tree under that he killed him. According to everybody, if you're machish in the bedikos, if say in the day of a bedikos, you're fine. But if you're machish in the bedikos, that with a sword, a real bedikos, like what you killed with, everyone agrees that's going to ruin it. Because that's the Mishnah on Mem. But in terms of the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai bedikos, that's his big chiddush. He's more machmer on bedikos. He is mashvei bedikos chiros. He raises the level, and just, even those is going to ruin you. So that's pshat. They did an extra bediko over here, a type that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is worried about that if he machs true in your case. So therefore, a mayor in the Mishnah is going to hold the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and say that's how you throw out the mom, the nefashos, and you just go by the momenos. But according to other chum, we're going to be like the Rabbanan, right? That we don't care because I don't care about that type of bedikos. Okay, good. And then just Rabbi just asked in the Chazar Rashid, just what about Mamanus? Would the Hachashav Bedikas be a problem by Mamanus? So the Rambam says no. That even though, right, that's a classic thing of the Rambam, that with Jewish Chakira, even though you don't need it by Mamanus because of Lotan Adelis, if you do it, it still ruins you. But he says Bedikas, if you do it, that doesn't ruin you. Why? Because you could say that maybe that wasn't even Chal to begin with. Jewish Chakira is just Chal to begin with by Nevash, then to Mamanus, you have to remove it with Mamanus. But what's the source of bedikas? It's the Nachon. We said that Nachon, even though it's a kasev, maybe Nachon is only applying to nefashos because we did Hatzalah. That we had different things that are like Hasra, like Yater Esman Lamisa, right? That was had a pasuk in the Torah, but we said that that pasuk is just telling me where to apply the pasuk of Ve'etzilu Ha'eda, right? So it's really Midin Ve'etzilu, meaning even at the Araisa level, it's only Midin Nefashos, right? Jewish Chakiris on the Araisa level are also in Mamnos, we have to lower it from the Rabbanon later. That's just answer that. You could say that the reason why Hachashav Bedikas is not a problem Mamanus even according to the Rambam is because maybe Nachon was never Chav in Mamanus to begin with because it's always Midin Hatzalah. And Mamanus, the last thing was Lo'osra al-Baila. So I'll just say it outside. Tosus asked Akasha in the next part of the Gemara where the Baal brought Edim and then the Av brought Edim to Imazim the Edi Baal. So the Ede HaBaal are killed and don't pay Mamun because the Kimli Rabmine, they tried to kill the girl. They also tried to be Mafsid or Ksuba, but they don't pay the Kimli Rabmine. Tosus asked, based on the Gemara later on, is Gemara Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, who says that you don't, in certain situations you don't kill the Edim because they could say, no, I came to Osra Baila Bana. Right? If you testify on Edim Amaras, you say, I didn't try to kill her, I tried to be Osra Baila. Then you can't Osra me on my husband, so yeah, that's what happened. So how come over here you can't say I only came to Mechayev Mamon over here, I didn't come to kill her, right? That's the kasha. So the answer is that no, over there it's shiny because over there, here you can't have Zeb Lozeh. Here you know you're killing In order to be mafter the ksuba, you have to establish her as a motzi chamber, a woman, right, a woman who cheated on him. So there we have misa with that, and then he had mum. But over there, what could they say? Over there, we established that there was no, that she was an isha chavera. You have to say that if you look at the gemara over there. You have to say chavera. You could say I didn't know she was a chaver or a chavera, or I didn't know that a chaver doesn't need asra, so I didn't know. Good. Last 4 seconds. Marim Shif as a kasha, just on the sheet. Marim Shif as a kasha. How come they didn't just do the bedikas, right? How come they didn't just do achasha? How come we can't say that they could have just said do achasha, right? Instead, and he says that they're lying anyways, right? So if they really wanted to do mechayev the mamah, that's our time now. That tos kashas. How come they can't say, oh, I was mechayev the mamah? If they really want mechayev the mamah, then just do achasha. Why did you do hazama? They're lying anyways because you know from the third pair of Aiden that come in that they're really lying. So they made up the hazama, make up the achasha. Two answers. He says one. Maybe you could say for Rashi it's easy because Rashi, the sugya from last semester, that according to Rashi, exactly, hachasha is not enough to make her to make the sugya motzi shemra, right? To make her like that. So according to Rashi, that makes sense. According to Rabbi Natam, even according to Rabbi Natam, the hachasha also would work here. It's a huge chiddush, right? That's why Rashi is learning that. But Rabbi Natam, that it could work by hachasha also is a huge chiddush to be mechayev. To make her motzi shemra, ayde hachasha, to mechayev the baal me'asela. Why? Because it's two edim trey to trey. It's the first edim versus second edim. So why would that make him motzi shemra? Big chiddush. So maybe even though la halacha is like the Rabbeinu Tam, even Rabbeinu Tam would admit that the edim didn't know that hachasha would accomplish that because it's such a big chiddush by Rabbeinu Tam. So that's why they did that. Sorry. Well.